All right, today in the Quranic Code, we're going to be starting Surah 2, Al-Baqarah. So get ready. All right, so Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, starts off with three letters, Alif, Lam, and Mim, which I believe, after doing a little bit of research, those are not Hebrew letters because they look similar to Hebrew letters, but those are actually Arabic letters. And the reason I say that is not because I know Arabic, but because it's even like, it seems like Arabic is almost a sister language to Hebrew. Like, for instance, we say shalom as peace, and they say salam as peace. So it's very similar language, but nobody really knows what this is, as far as I can tell through the internet, meaning that it's kind of a hidden mystery why this starts off with Alif, Lam, Mim. But verse 2, this is the scripture whereof there is no doubt. So they're saying, like, this is the scripture whereof there is no doubt. So there's no doubt that this is the scripture that Gabriel gave to Muhammad, a guidance unto those who ward off evil. So everyone trying to stay out of evil, when this was delivered in the Middle East to Muhammad, they were reading this because they wanted to stay away from evil, and this was giving them a guide because they didn't have the Torah. The Jews had that. They didn't have the New Testament. The Christians had that. So Gabriel had to give them something, so they got the Quran, and it was so that they could stay away from evil without having the other books that were made available. And who believe in that which was revealed unto thee, Muhammad. So the people that believe that this was revealed to Muhammad, these are the people warding off the evil. And that which was revealed before thee, and are certain of the hereafter. So not only do these people believe that this was revealed to Muhammad, but they also believe in a hereafter. And that's what it's starting off with. Like, the people that believe that Muhammad got this, they also believe in the hereafter. And that's why they're going to follow this, because they want to make it to the hereafter. These depend on guidance from the Lord. These are the successful. So instead of worrying about, like, physical riches and stuff, you should be looking at, if you're successful, if you're depending on the guidance from the Lord, that's what makes you successful. Depending on the guidance from the Lord, not money, not fame, not fortunes, just you're going to be one of the successfuls if you're looking towards the Lord and dependent on his guidance. As for the believers, so they're saying, like, as for the disbelievers, I'm sorry, this is verse 6, as for the disbelievers, well, whether you warn them or warn them not, it's all the same for them because they don't believe. So it's like, you can warn them, but they're still not going to believe. Or if you don't warn them, it's going to be the same. They just don't believe for whatever reason. The Adonai has sealed up their hearings and their hearts, so they can't hear the word. They can't feel the word, and their eyes are as a covering. So there's like a shield over their eyes. And theirs will be an awful doom. They're not going to make it to the hereafter. They're going to end up in the fiery pit. And of mankind are some who say, so they're saying that some people in mankind say, we believe in the Adonai and in the last day, but they don't believe, it says. So it's saying that some people say they believe, but they really do not believe. They say they believe in the Adonai, God, and they say they believe in the last days, but they really do not believe. And then it goes on to say they think to beguile the Adonai and those who believe. So they're trying to trick God and the people that believe, and they don't trick anyone except for themselves, but they don't know it. They don't perceive it. So that's what it's saying. It's like they think they're tricking God and all the believers, but they're only tricking themselves, but they don't understand it. All right, and we'll finish with this one. In their hearts is the disease. So there's something wrong with their heart condition. Like, all the believers, we want to serve in unity and harmony with one God. All the non-believers, they just want to cause chaos and disarray and everything. In their hearts is a disease. So they're sick. There's really a problem with them that they just cannot believe that we are created by God. All right. And so, and the Adonai increases their disease. So the longer they go about trying to deny it, the worse it's going to get. All right. And a painful doom is theirs because they lie. Because they're liars and they're spreading falsehood, theirs is going to be a painful doom. But that's our 5 minutes. Have a good day. Muhammadur Rasulullah.